Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved, and God is in the miracle working business. He is in your life, He's in my life to empower us, to give us strength to live a victorious Christian life, to do the things that He has commanded us to do. Praise God. Well, I'm stirred in my spirit, and I just believe God has so much for His people. We have to be open to receive the word of the Lord, to what is written in His word. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not changed. The things that Jesus did when He walked the face of the earth, His spirit is doing through the body of Christ today. Praise God. And I want to share with you, as with the Lord's help, we conclude this message on filled with new wine, that God wants you filled with new wine. Jesus spoke to His disciples. He said, and of course, remember now, they had received the Holy Spirit. He said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." He breathed on them when He appeared in their midst after His resurrection. But He gave further instructions. He said, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the promise of the Father, which He would send. If Jesus didn't go back to His Father, they wouldn't send the Holy Spirit. And so He was fulfilling His promise. And when the day was fully come, 120 were gathered in the upper room, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. There was the sound of a rushing mighty wind. Cloven tongues of fire appeared upon their heads, and they were gloriously filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, does that happen every time? No. For some, it's a very quiet experience. They don't have any sensations whatsoever, but it doesn't make any difference. The promise is real. It's for every single believer. In Mark, the 16th chapter, I gave details yesterday. It's part of the canon of Scripture that these signs shall follow all those that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. They shall speak with new tongues. The beloved, that's you and me, every single one who names the name of the Lord. Hear what Peter said in the 4th chapter of Acts, verse 14. And up to this point, I mean, obviously, they spilled out of the upper room, and there were a multitude gathered together for the feast, and they were amazed. They marveled. They spoke to one another, saying, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans?" And they heard from all the different nations surrounding that they were speaking in their own tongues the wonderful works of God. And in verse 12, it says, they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Is like, what's going on? And of course, there were some, there's always the naysayers. They were mocking and said, "These men are full of new wine." Well, they were filled with new wine, all right, the wine of the Spirit. And Peter stood up with 11. He lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, hearken to my words. These men are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on thy servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." He was referring to the days in which we are now living. Yes, it started when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, but He's not stopped baptizing believers with the precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Remember, as I began this message, which I've entitled Filled with New Wine, we looked at the wedding at Cana, a very unusual miracle because there were no sick that were healed. There were no demon-possessed people that were delivered. He simply changed, not so simply, but He changed water into wine. And it was a creative miracle that Jesus did. And I suggest to you, why did Jesus do it? I believe there's so many layers, so many wonderful things in the Word of God, but I believe it was a prophetic manifestation, an analogy, if you will, for what God is doing in these last days, that we are going to be filled with the wine of the Spirit. In Matthew, the 26th chapter, I want to make another reference to Jesus. This was the Last Supper, and he said, "For this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin." Remember when he instituted Holy Communion. And he says, "But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And again, you know, preachers, you got to believe the Word of God. Whatever, when a preacher shares the true Word of God, you must believe it. But many times he gives us perspectives and understanding. And when I've read that, it's always reminded me of the Nazarite vow. And there were some in the Word of God, such as Samson, such as John the Baptist, who were Nazarites from birth. And that is talked about in Numbers 6. It was a time where men or women could separate themselves to the Lord. And it was very specific. They could drink no wine or strong drink. They could touch no grapes, dried raisins. Nothing is made that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husks. They couldn't even touch that because it was a time of separation. Well, beloved, I would suggest to you this miracle at Canaan was prophetic, where the apostle declared, Peter declared the word of the Lord through the prophet Joel that he's going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. He said, "This is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel. He boldly declared, your sons, your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. On my servants and my handmaids I will pour out on those days of my Spirit." I would suggest to you, this is just a suggestion, that Jesus started, if you will, at the wedding at Canaan. And he showed his miraculous power by changing a common element as water. He changed it into wine. And I suggest, as he began his ministry of the miraculous, he started it with a wedding at Canaan. He's going to bring everything to a grand finale at another wedding, at another marriage supper, and that is, I suggest to you, the marriage supper of the Lamb that is soon to come. There's no end, beloved, to his supply of new wine. There's no limit to the Holy Ghost that is available to the believer. He saved the best for last, just as, remember, the governor commented of the feast. He commented on the water turned to wine. He said, "You've saved the best for last." He spoke to the bridegroom and said that. Beloved, I want you to be stirred. I want you to be thrilled that God is wanting to pour into you the Spirit of the living God. Just as he brought joy to the hearts of those at the wedding feast because they had run out of wine. And that was a dreadful thing in that day, because whoever the families that were having the wedding to celebrate the marriage of a bride and bridegroom, that there would be plenty of food, plenty of wine, there would be no lack. So the Lord is saving the best for last. And I'm convinced that one of the greatest joys of the Father's heart is seeing you discover the giftings he has placed within you before the foundation of the world. He wants you to move in the gifts of the Spirit. It says very clearly in Corinthians that God has given to every believer the gifts of the Spirit as he wills. We can all move in the power of the Holy Spirit. He wants you to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and power. Remember the disciples, they were fearful men. They were hiding behind closed doors. But when the Holy Ghost came, they poured out of that upper room and they began to move in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. 3,000 were brought to the church that very day in Peter's first sermon, if you will, this ignorant, unlearned fisherman, but it was obvious he had been with Jesus. Beloved, it doesn't take a seminary education. It doesn't take theological credentials after your name. What it takes is spending time with Jesus. It takes being filled with the Spirit of God, and that he is going to manifest his power to this generation. Beloved, the time is so shows so short. We don't know how much time. There's calamities happening and chaos all over the world. Our time is short. And whatever we're going to do for the Lord, we've got to do it now. We need to pray as never before. We need to fast. We need to seek the face of the Lord. And we need to be empowered by the Spirit of God. And a final point I want to share with you, and I'm going to pray, even if I have just a short time at the end of the broadcast, for you to be filled with the Spirit of God. You know, I'm just thinking of a dear brother I met in Duck Valley. It was at the IT Center, and I was drawn to him. He was there temporarily working on website stuff, and I knew that he was Spirit-filled, and he shared. He was, you know, he was a drunkard in Alaska. He had had a rough life. God marvelously saved him. And he shared. He loved God so much. He was just praying and asked. He just wanted to be able to tell God how much he loved him. And he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And he didn't even know there was such a thing as a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, beloved, we can also be refilled. In the fourth chapter of Acts, remember when Peter and John were threatened by the high priest and they were let go because of the fear of the people? They prayed for greater boldness, for signs and wonders and for healings. And verse 31 says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Beloved, they'd already been filled with the Spirit, but we need constant refillings. I don't know about you, but I want to pray right now for those who have experienced the baptism to be filled with the Spirit anew and afresh, and those that haven't to receive the precious Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this time. Lord, I thank you right now by the Spirit of God that you will sovereignly minister to your beloved, those that have not received the precious Holy Spirit. Lord, it is your wonderful gift that you give freely, a comforter, a guide, our instructor, our teacher. Father, baptize right now with the Holy Ghost and fire. Empower them to live a victorious Christian life and to be your witnesses in these last days. And Father, those who have been filled with the Spirit, I pray, God, you would fill them to overflowing even now by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let them feel the very fire of God. Let them feel the presence of God come upon them in a new and powerful way in the mighty name of Jesus. And all honor and all praise and all glory goes to you forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, if you need prayer, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me next week. We'll see what God has for us. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.